Good afternoon, everybody. Well, everybody, everybody, everyone. It's Wednesday, the 13th of August, about 1:30 p.m. I'm just taking a break from my chores. I'm drinking a nice cup of Twinings breakfast tea for the Tassimo, which is my favourite cup of tea these days. It's really nice. I just wish I'd bought more of them from Tesco's last time, but they're not on offer anymore. So I'll have to get some from the website. Tassimo, that is. It's another really nice day. There's certainly an autumnal feel about the weather now. In the mornings and the evenings, it's quite cool. And here comes Pinky. Hello, Pink. Obi's been at work this morning, but he's gone up to see... he's gone up to London to see a man about a dog. No, not really. A man about a job. So he's over at Fulham Way, that way up, that way. And I'm going to try and get out for a walk with Niall a bit later on this afternoon. Oh, I hope you didn't hear that. The kids are arguing. It's Connor's day off. He normally has Tuesday off, but this week it's Wednesday. And Ronan is intent on winding him up. They've both been squabbling about pizzas in the freezer, because when we do the shopping, I let them choose a pizza, whatever one they want each. And Connor wasn't here when we did it this time, so Ronan chose one for him and one for Obi. I already had one in there that I hadn't eaten from the last time. I don't really eat much pizza, to be honest. And Ronan got this folded over one. I forget it's got a certain name. It's like folded in half. Connor went to have that, and I said, oh no, that's Ronan's. He bought that. Oh, I don't care, it's mine, and all this. And I thought, oh, for goodness sake. They started up. I think he was just winding Ronan up. He just said, oh, I'm having it. And Ronan said, no, you're not, it's mine. It came out of Iceland, actually, so Connor could get it any day of the week in the high street, which is what I told him. Honestly, I think they enjoy arguing, to be honest. Nothing really else is going on around here. We recovered from sinking in the mud last night. Actually, it was a bit scary because it went above our ankles. When I got home, one of my shoes, my right foot went deeper than the other, and I had to, in lifting it up, in kind of ripping my foot out the ground, my shoe came half off. And when I got home, that ankle was absolutely plastered in dried mud, so I had to go straight in the shower and get cleaned up. But we had a really nice walk. We met this man that told us... We still haven't found that field that those two women were on about. there's supposed to be a big meadow. Because the fields we walk through are farmers' fields, and they've got a public footpath through them. And I must admit, we don't always stick to the footpath because the crop's been harvested. Obviously, when it's been planted out and... when there's a new crop in there, and when there's a growing crop, we wouldn't walk across it. But now it's been harvested, the straw has been taken down, it's just stubble, and I don't really think we're doing any harm. Of course, I suppose we shouldn't, technically, but everyone does it. Well, what happens is you walk along the footpath, but the dogs don't stay on the footpath, they go on the field, and everyone's dogs do it. I'm not saying that's right, but if they don't put fences up all round it, then... It's difficult to keep the dogs off unless you put them on a lead. And the whole point of taking them out is so they can run around. So we got to the woods and we met this man, and he said that if you go down, there's a track that led to the road. It was where, if anyone listened to it, where Niall was in that muddy puddle. Just after that, we met this man. When I was stopping one boo and starting another, and you walk down to it's the same road that we walk along when we're going down there, but it's gone round a bend, I think, now round to the left, and it goes really narrow. He said it's very, very narrow. There's only room for one car, So if another car comes along, you have to back up and all that. But he said the woods and that continue the other side. So it may be that we have to cross that and go into the woods. But he said he doesn't know where the entrance to the woods is. And he said to me, excuse me, I hope you don't mind asking, but are you blind? And I said, yes. And he said, only he thought it'd be a bit dangerous for me to walk along there. And he said, well, and Obi said, well, she'd be with me. But I do think it's a bit dangerous. I would have to work Niall in harness along there because we'd have to walk single file. And I wouldn't want to go too far. So what I'm going to suggest is the next time we go down that way is if I just go to the end of the track and wait with the dogs. And he just has a quick scout round on the road and see if there's a way in that's not too far, that doesn't involve us walking along that lane, because it's all country round here. We're really literally on the edge of the town. And, you know, you walk. Well, we're walking down from here, like within 5 minutes, we're on a country lane. And there's pavement here. For the first bit of it, there's pavement on one side or the other, very rarely on both. So you have to keep crossing from one side to the other. But once you get down past that point, the pavement completely goes out and it's just a very, very narrow, it's almost like a track, really. It is tarmac, obviously, it's a proper lane, but it's very narrow. And it's not the safest place to walk. You certainly wouldn't want to walk it on your own, really. I don't know how much traffic it carries. You know, it might be that it's intermittent. It certainly was when we were walking in the evening, but then I don't know what it's like in the day because I've never been down there in the day, so I wouldn't want to walk too far along there. Put it that way. Because you get maniacs along these country lanes, as everyone knows. And they put a new sign up when we were walking down saying reduce speed now. Now that's new. So I don't know what's prompted them to do that. We saw that when we were walking down yesterday. I wasn't booing then. I didn't start till we got there. So I don't know if we'll do that today or maybe tomorrow. But I'd like to get Niall some work because I think next time we go down that way, I'm going to work him. Because it would be good. Because I was thinking last night when I was sitting there waiting for Obi to come back when he went to look for his cigarettes, it would be good for me to actually, I mean, I walk with him and I know where we're going, but it would be good for me to actually be the one that decides, you know, determines, tells Niall which way to go or whatever. It'll be good to see what he does when the pavement runs out, how much notice I get of it. Now, that's when I can't understand it with Lammy, because he can't hear some things, but someone's in their garden. I don't know which side it is. I don't know whether it's the nice people or the miserable bitch. And I've just heard him, like, moving a watering can or something, and he's gone out there barking. And he can't possibly see them because the fences are 6 foot high. And to the left, just outside the door here, is a brick wall that's even higher than that. And it doesn't go very far. It goes to the end of the patio and then the fence starts. So he must have heard that bang. So I think what I'm going to do is work Niall if we go today. Work him down there. Because, as I said, the other thing is I can do the distance. It's the speed I'm not very good at. I mean, we were out for more than 2 hours last night, and we were walking most of that time. I mean, OK, I was sitting down for 5 minutes while he went back to look for his cigarettes, and we sat down for about 15 minutes on the log when we were in the woods, but most of the time we were walking, and I wasn't tired. I mean, I came home and started doing things I had to do indoors. I've improved again a lot since last week. Last week I went for that walk and we didn't walk half as far. We just went down to the woods and back and I felt really done in. But that's how it goes. It comes and goes, you see. What are you making all that noise for? I'm really not looking forward to it. I've got a horrible load of appointments lined up. Friday I've got my test, adequacy test, and I've also got a chest x-ray and a Doppler scan. Monday I've got a doctor's appointment at the hospital to discuss the results if they're available, and just a routine doctor's appointment. Oh, on Friday we've got to see the transplant coordinator to see the way forward, and then Tuesday I've just had a bloody letter through. Tuesday, why couldn't they make it for Monday? I've got an appointment for cardiothoracic ECG, it's not that echogram or whatever it is. I've had one of them before. So I'm hopefully not expecting anything bad from it, but it's all got to be done anyway if I want to have a transplant. It's not the nicest thing, actually, because you have to take your bra off and it's, you have to lay down on your back. And it takes, well, I don't know how long it took last time. It was about 5 years ago I had it done, but it's painless, it doesn't hurt. It's just a bit uncomfortable because you're just stuck in one place. And I hate being prodded about. I really hate all this. I'll be glad when it's all over, whatever the outcome. Hopefully the outcome will be good or okay. But I just don't like it. I'll be glad when next week, when we get to next Wednesday, I'll be relieved. Because to have 3 days of it in a row, well, Friday, Monday and Tuesday, is not much fun, believe me. Anyway. We need to get out and cut. He says, he can hear that. He can hear that. That's what I can't understand. I sometimes think he's not as deaf as I think he is, if that makes sense. But he can't hear voices. That's why I've noticed a change in his behaviour. He looks for me. He goes. The other morning I went. I think it was about a week ago. Last week when I went to the clinic with Ronan one day. Obi didn't come. He stayed here. I think it was last Wednesday. So me and Ronan went out and Lammy hadn't woken up that morning because I literally got up, got washed, got dressed and went straight out. And he didn't come downstairs because that's when I know he is quite deaf because the normal household sounds don't wake him up. But we went to the clinic and when I came back, Obi said he woke up and he looked at the bed and you're not there, so he went downstairs and then he followed him downstairs and he said he went to the back door. First of all he went to the kitchen, then he went to the back door, then he went to the porch. He smells under the door to see where I am. He went to the cat's room. He knows all the places where if he can't see me I'm likely to be. And then he concluded that I wasn't here, so he went over to Obi and started going woo woo woo. He starts crying. And that's what he does. He drives people mad if I'm not here. That's why when I go away anywhere, he's better off going to my mum's because he goes absolutely hysterical when I first leave. He runs and he throws himself at all the doors thinking I'm in one of the rooms. It's actually quite distressing. And he cries and cries and cries for about an hour. And then afterwards he just muddles in with everybody else, really. And he's okay. He's not expecting me there, if you know what I mean. Like here, he's expecting me all the time. He's looking out the window, but when he's somewhere else, he isn't. So, he can't hear voices, but he can hear banging and things like that. I suppose it depends on the pitch. And voices are probably just too high. and he can hear other dogs barking sometimes. Not always, but sometimes he reacts to it, you know. Anyway, I've got to go. Thank goodness it's the domestic waste week tomorrow because I don't think we've ever had so much domestic waste. I've got two wheelie bins. I need two because my dialysis bags, although they're emptied, I empty them and put them in bin bags. They, obviously, over a period of 2 weeks, I'll do four a day, so that's 56 bags. Sometimes I might miss the odd one out, but 56 bags. So they take up quite a lot of room. They really take up one wheelie bin in themselves, probably one and a half. I don't know where all the extra rubbish came from this week, but both my wheelie bins are overflowing. The lids are up and the bags are piled to the tops of the lids, and I've still got more to go out today. I've got my bin, swing bin in the kitchen, the cat's litter tray and some more bags upstairs. the boxes, the cardboard. I have two of those containers because I've got all my bags come in big boxes. I flatten those. I don't tear them up. I just flatten them and fold them in half. The boxes are both full every week anyway. Plus, it's been Ronan's birthday. There's been more packages and stuff, so they're overflowing. The food waste bin weighs a ton. I don't know how I've got so much food waste in there this week. I'll be glad when it's all gone tomorrow. I'm just going to hope. I hope they're going to take the bins like that. I think they will, because I have had them like that before. I mean, Obi can squash them down better than I can. I mean, he hasn't really had a chance, but what he might do later is take some of the bags out that are overflowing, and then he puts his... He's got some safety boots. You know, like if you're working on the railway and stuff, they're like metal, steel caps. And he'll get in the bin and just stand on it and get it all down. Because a lot of those bags that I put out, from the dialysis bags, there's a lot of air. There's a lot of air in, not in the actual bags themselves, but when you package them up in their covering and put them, if say you put five or six in one bag, which is what I do, you can actually stand on it and flatten it down considerably, because I can't explain it. They've got like a life of their own. They spring up. They're like the kind of material that when you push them down, they spring up. So they really need to be flattened out. Oh, the sun came out really nicely then. It must have, I didn't realise it had gone in. It's beautiful. So if he gets a chance this afternoon, he might do that, so they don't look quite so bad. This is when I wish they picked it all up every week. Gone are those days, eh? Oh dear, my stomach then. Anyway, it's still quite breezy today. It's nice. It's a really nice day. I've just done some washing and I ought to get it out on the line, really. Someone said it's meant to be getting hot again, but I haven't heard that on the forecast. It's meant to be Friday, but it's not that I've heard. It almost seems like that's not going to happen now, but sometimes it does. You can get some quite nice hot weather in September. But you definitely notice the chilly mornings and evenings, and that's already happening. It's weird how the summer, we look forward to it, and it's come and goes so quick. I think I've made a bit more use of it this year than I did last year, because I've been able to get out for quite a lot of walks in the evening with the dogs, which I always wanted to do since I moved here, because I knew we were like near the fields and stuff. But it's not somewhere you can really go on your own when you can't see. You actually could. I could go in there because you could just follow the footpaths and they're quite well defined. But it's very isolated and I wouldn't want to. I'm not saying that. I would have done it one time probably. It's a bit isolated. I wouldn't do it now. But I'm glad I've been able to make the most of doing that this summer. Oh, that sun, it's come out again. It must have gone in again. It's really lovely. I think it's about 21 degrees today. I don't really like it once it gets much above about 26, because then I think in the UK you get the humidity, which I don't like, especially at night. Anyway, I shall upload this now because I'm just going on about nothing, which for me doesn't seem to be very difficult to do. Bye for now.